This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Lyndon Johnson's speech on poverty 50 years ago today wasn't actually a separate speech all by itself. It was part of the State of the Union address in 1964, where Johnson so famously declared war on poverty. And whether you think we've won that war, or we've lost it, or that it's just not over yet, the fact is the president in the United States actually talked about poverty, a rare thing. Marketplace's Noel King looks at the uncomfortable relationship between American presidents and that word.
The remarkable thing about LBJ's 1964 address was how much he talked about poverty and how little the word would appear in other State of the Union addresses that followed. Sasha Abramski, author of The American Way of Poverty, has thought a lot about that speech.
You've got to remember, this is only 6 weeks after John F. Kennedy had been assassinated. And the entire country is in a state of shock. And he comes to the podium and it's a very somber affair. There's none of the bombast, none of the hoopla that you see in a modern State of the Union. It's a very somber address and very quietly, but with enormous moral force. He lays out this campaign.
This administration today, here and now, declares unconditional war on poverty in America.
Johnson used the word poverty 9 times in his speech. Most presidents before and after him used the word once, twice, or often not at all. A lot of political discourse swaps in other terms for poverty, like working poor or homeless. Peter Edelman is author of So Rich, So Poor, Why It's So Hard to End Poverty in America.
At the top of the list right now is the idea of people who want to get into the middle class. That's the formulation that President Obama uses most often.
So what happens when the word poverty disappears? Sasha Abramski says there's a cost.
There's an almost invisibilizing of poverty in this country. And you saw it in 2012 in the presidential election. It's during a period when tens of millions of Americans are struggling massively and they've lost their middle class footholds and they're falling into what can only realistically be described as lives of poverty. But the language in 2012 was all about the struggling middle class. It wasn't even really about the working poor.
The middle class is struggling, but millions of Americans aren't middle class or even lower middle class. They're poor. Peter Edelman says U.S. presidents tiptoe around the word because of the stigma attached to it.
It sort of works politically to not talk in terms of poverty. Poverty connotes welfare. Welfare connotes race to a large extent. These are all things that have a pejorative meaning to millions of people in our country. Whereas if you say every child ought to have an opportunity, every child ought to be able to go to a good school, people resonate with that.
Take FDR. He clearly agreed that all Americans deserve to have opportunity. He gave 12 State of the Union addresses. He said the word poverty once. Alice O'Connor, a historian at UC Santa Barbara, says when FDR talked about the New Deal,
FDR was very careful to try to distinguish his welfare state from the politics of relief. This was about protecting people against economic insecurity. It was about putting people back to work as opposed to providing relief for poor people.
The programs that sprang from the war on poverty, like food stamps, Medicare, and Medicaid, lifted millions of people out of poverty, but didn't end it. And by the time Ronald Reagan was in office, the war on poverty had become an example of government waste. Here's a bit of Reagan's 1988 State of the Union address.
Some years ago, the federal government declared war on poverty, and poverty won. Today, the federal government has 59 major welfare programs and spends more than $100 billion a year on them.
Yep, that was laughter you heard. Nervous laughter, or had the war on poverty become a punchline? In the 26 years since, the rhetorical tap dance around poverty has continued. In 3 weeks, President Obama will give his State of the Union address. He's probably writing it now. Last year, Obama talked about the working poor.
Even with the tax relief we put in place, a family with 2 kids that earns the minimum wage still lives below the poverty line. That's wrong.
Whatever terms the president uses this year, working poor, low income, aspiring middle class, more than 46 million Americans, about 15% of us, live below the poverty line. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
You can trace the whole history of the war on poverty from LBJ's speech to 1988 and President Reagan saying poverty has won, as you heard. Our interactive timeline is at marketplace.org.